This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ricky Lee has actually quoted me on her poster.
Oh, yeah. I knew you wouldn't be able to resist bringing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You just did a review of my single.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. I woke up this morning and I read it. It's really nice. Thank you so much.
I don't know why Jade's laughing so hard. The fact that Ricky Lee is, like, you know, excited to speak with me or...
Oh, no, well, it's funny because, you know, that's how David introduces himself to everyone now.
I'm the guy that Ricky Lee quoted on a poster.
So tell me, you're currently in tour preparations. Is that correct?
I am, yeah. So I've got my Fear and Freedom tour coming up in September. We're coming to Melbourne. Which is really, really exciting. We're going to be there on the 5th of September, which is the first show of the tour. And I haven't toured in a few years, so it's really nice to be, you know, preparing to go out on the road again and do my own shows. My songs have a lot of personality, and especially my new ones. I really want to make sure that they're brought to life in a really fun way. So it's choreographed beginning to end. I've got a massive killer live band.
Can we get just a sense of what direction visually you're going for?
I'm a bit of a dreamer. So I just got back from Ibiza watching a David Guetta show. So, you know, you can say my standards are set pretty high after watching him. He's got like CO2 jets and pyro and glitter cannons. And you
please
know,
say, please I say I that there'll be glitter cannons. I mean, your gaze would just be living for that.
Oh, girl, don't you worry. I'm trying my hardest. If I can have glitter cannons, I will have glitter cannons. Everyone has their things on their rider. New to my rider is I will not perform without my hair fans now.
Ah! Do you hear that, Jay? This is a diva that shares my philosophies and my standards. Because, Ricky Lee, I don't know if you can hear it, but I have a wind machine on right now too.
Right now?
I take it with me on the tram. I take it with me on the train.
You cannot be without a hair fan. It just makes life so much more glamorous.
Ricky Lee, I am in awe of your your presence. It seems like you are always online.
Oh, my God, I am. I'm obsessed.
And it's so interesting to see, like, you're obviously on Twitter all the time. You're on Instagram. It seems like now your fans are, like, really intensely involved in your life. And surely that has good and bad elements to it.
I am, and I always have been an extremely open person. I mean, what you see is what you get. As a fan of musicians and a fan of music myself, I really like when artists give you an insight into their life and what they're doing and how they put things together and what they're thinking. And
can I just say, with Do It Like That and with Crazy, before the videos came out, putting the teaser kind of shots on Instagram and, you know, on your Twitter and Facebook, genius.
Really? Well, I just, you know, I get excited. I'm like a little kid. And, you know, I really just want to share the video with everyone and I want to give it away. Like, as soon as I've seen it, and as soon as it's finished, I want to give it out. But, you know, there's all these things that have to happen and these processes. So I like to kind of give people a little something.
Now, looking at the three singles you've got so far in the lead up to this album, I'm going to have to say, Jade, you know what? This is actually Ricky Lee's most successful time of her career.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Judging by sales and how long your songs are staying on the charts, what does that mean to you when you see your single just kind of gradually climb up the charts rather than, you know, maybe debut really high then fall off? What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's just complete satisfaction and validation in all of the hard work that I've put in, because it means that people are enjoying it. You know, there are songs that do come in and they'll debut in at number one, or they'll come in the top 10 and then they just drop out straight away. And my songs have just been like such growers. Like they just grow and grow and grow and grow. And both of the singles have been platinum. Both of them have been top 20. Both of them have hung around. Like, Do It Like That. We released that in like March and it's still like going crazy. Like now it's like we've released Crazy and people are still going nuts for Do It Like That.
Do It Like That. hopefully when the album comes out and when you're in Melbourne, we get to, like, you know, do a proper in-studio interview here at Joy.
I would love that. I really would love that. I'll come in and we'll have a hangout and we'll play songs and we'll compare weaves. And yeah.
I want you to bring in your favourite Strummy La La track. It just means quickly. Like acoustic.
I do Raining Diamonds in my show. We do half of the song acoustically. Ooh. So it's just me and piano, and it's so beautiful.
Thank you,
Lala. Thank you, Lala. There you go.
I would love for you and I to do like some sort of acoustic cover of The Boy Is Mine.
Oh, Brandy and Monica.
Yes.
You better watch out. That was my song back in the 90s.
Oh, my goodness. Which one were you, Brandy or Monica?
I wanted to be Monica because she's had the better voice.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to.
She had the better run.
Dave is a big Brandy stan, so I think that's going to work out perfectly.
Well, I can be Brandy, yes.
Yeah. Brandy, I'll be Monica.
And you can do all the runs and I'll just, yeah.
Have that husky, sexy tone and we can fight over some hot guy.
She's given this more thought than I have.
We've got to find a love interest, though, to fight over.
Oh, my goodness. Look,
is there anyone hot in the office that you like, that you've got the hots for?
Yeah, look, I'll ring around. I'll get a few people go, look, would you like to be the object of affection between me and Ricky Lee?
Oh, my God. I could totally be your wingman, flash girl. We can totally just be like, oh my God, okay, so we've got to get this love interest and we can do this duet to fight over the guy. But in the end, really, we all know that you're going to win over the guy anyway. So you may as well choose someone and I'll help you win over the guy. Oh my God, I could be like Cupid.
That is amazing. And you need to use that concept in your next video. Thank you so much, Ricky Lee.
No worries. Anytime. I'll see you when I'm in Melbourne. And I follow you on Instagram. P.S. Your photos of overseas were amazing.
Yeah, they were. But can you tell him to stop posting undie shots?
No, hold on. I don't know who's the biggest fan. Whether you're a bigger fan of me or I'm the biggest fan of you. Your diva poses in the mirror in just undies are the hottest thing. I love it. I think I'm obsessed with you.
Jade, I need you to call my mom and tell her to find me in the morgue because I'm dead right now. I have died and gone to heaven.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.